It's 9 in the morning as...
Officer Perry Mason. No, sir, Mr. Mason hasn't come in yet. But just a moment, sir. Odella.
Good morning, Gertie.
You know when Mr. Mason will be here?
Any minute, I hope.
Mr. Mason's expected momentarily, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Donald Thomas Wallace will be in his office all day and wants Mr. Mason to phone him at his earliest convenience.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Wallace. He's head of that big insurance company. He came in yesterday.
Yes, after you left.
Hey, Della, be sure my coat's out of the way when you hang yours up.
What?
Please be careful of my coat. Don't mash it.
Well, I wouldn't think of mashing your coat, Gertie. Why?
Didn't you see? I got flowers.
This time of the year.
Harry brought me a corsage. I pinned him on my coat this morning.
Big night?
Uh-huh. Harry and I went dancing.
Oh, good.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, hi. Oh, good morning, Mr. Mason.
Mail's already in your office, Chief.
Right.
Gertie, did Mr. Wallace say he'd be in all day?
Uh-huh. Shall I get him for Mr. Mason now?
No, not yet. I'll tell you when and if.
Della, we got the offer from Buckley. You can draw up the agreement I drafted.
All right. Oh, Chief, look. Mr. Wallace phoned. Mr. Donald Thomas Wallace.
Yes, he said he'd phone this morning.
Now,
about that agreement with Buckley.
Excuse me, Perry, but Mr. Wallace wants you to phone him. Said he'd be in his office all day.
Well, then it's all right, as long as I phone sometime today. Hmm?
Now, are you going to keep me on pins and needles all day, Mr. Mason?
You? What do you mean, Della?
You know very well what I mean. Are you going to direct the investigation for that group of insurance companies, or aren't you? I refer to the investigation of the stolen car ring, in case you've forgotten.
I remember.
But you haven't told me.
I don't know, Della.
You mean you can't make up your mind?
Hmm? No. I'm not sure I'm the right man to handle the job.
Oh, Perry. Well, the insurance people think you are. Some of the smartest businessmen in the country...
I have thought about it, Della, a great deal. I'm a lawyer... Not an expert on auto theft.
Yes, but, Chief, you
I have to know more about that used car racket before I can decide. Get Lieutenant Tragg for me, please.
Gertie, get Lieutenant Tragg and homicide, please. Wasn't Tragg an auto theft at one time?
Tragg? No, not that I know of, but I need some more information. Maybe he can tell me who to contact.
Hello. Oh, yes, Gertie. Okay, put him right on. Here he is, Chief.
Thank you. Hello, Tragg. It's Perry Mason. Swell. Say, Tragg, I want some information on stolen cars. Yes, I remember you're on homicide. I also remember that you're a police officer, and as such, you have friends who are police officers. Perhaps even a friend in auto theft? A gent who can and will give me information when you clear the way for me? Thank you. Who? Oh, write this down, Della.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Ed Bailey, auto theft. Well, today, if possible. That's right. Well, now, why should I tell you what it's all about? You're in homicide. What do you care about auto theft? All right, I'll see you, Dragon. Thanks. Now, do you think we can turn out that agreement as...
Excuse me. Yes, Gertie. Oh, great. Well, wait a minute. Perry, that girl the secretarial service sent us, she's not coming in.
Hmm?
She ran away and got married over the weekend.
I'm very happy for her.
Me too. But what am I going to do about getting somebody else?
Don't. If I do take the insurance case, we'll be working in secret. I want no strangers in the office.
Oh, okay. Don't phone the secretarial service yet, Gertie. Perry, since Kate Beekman can't dance anymore, maybe now she'd take a job here. We know Kate. We can trust her.
No, Della.
Oh, Perry, I trust Kate Beekman to the end of
the... Please, Miss Street, of course I trust her. You forget the insurance case?
Yes, but that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Oh, dangerous, maybe,
Well, you never know, possibly. You never know where this kind of investigation will take you, which is all right for us. We're used to it, and we'll go into it with our eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
We can't ask Kate to share our danger, not even to give her a job.
I guess you're right.
She'll get a job.
Yes, but when?
What's that mean? Oh, you speak to Kate's mother?
Yes, I did. I don't blame the girl, Perry. If I were hurt as bad as she has been, maybe I'd close myself in my room, too.
Well, maybe you would, but you'd have to come out sometime. So will Kate, when she's ready. Meanwhile, we are out, so, Della, let's go to work.
And in the Beekman home.
Kate?
Katie, are you asleep?
What is it, Ma?
I want to come in a minute.
Oh, please, Ma.
I brought you something.
Yes, Ma.
It's hot chocolate.
Now, you be sure and drink it, Katie.
I'll try.
You've got to eat or you won't have the strength to get out of bed.
I'll get up as soon as I feel like it, Ma. You want me to get up when I don't feel like it?
Not if you're sick. Not if you're hurt. And not if it would be bad for you to get up. But you're not sick. Doctor says it won't hurt you to be up and around. He says you ought to be.
For what?
What did you say?
I said... Oh, don't pay any attention to me, Ma.
I won't. And I advise you to forget you said it. Now, Katie, just because you've had to stop dancing doesn't mean you have to stop living. Now, get some light in here. And you drink that hot chocolate cake.
I really don't want it. All right, Ma, I'll try.
And, Kate, if you can make yourself get up, go for a walk. I'll go along if you want me to, or you go by yourself, whichever you like. Only, Kate, don't turn away from the world.
Ma, I... Ma.
Oh, baby. Don't you think I understand? Don't you know the easiest thing for me would be to just leave you alone? Leave you alone and let you stay in here? Honey. Now, I don't want it to seem hard and ununderstanding after what's happened. Katie, the longer you shut yourself away, the harder it'll be to see people again.
You're right, Ma. I know you are. And I'll try, but...
Pa said you told him you were going to look for a job.
Oh, I am. I've got to work.
It's the best way to get your mind off yourself. But you can't do it lying here, so...
Ma, did you speak to Mr. Mason?
Why, yes.
Did he say anything about the job in the office?
Well, no, he didn't.
Oh.
You expect him to...
Well, I didn't expect him to exactly, but I...
You turned it down when he offered it before, honey.
Ma, I didn't expect him to offer me a job again. I just thought he might. It would be easier to work for somebody I know. Maybe...
You want to get it? All right, I will. Hello? This is Mrs. Beekman. Why, yes, but she's in bed. Who's calling, please? Oh, yes. Why, yes. Goodbye.
Who was it, Ma? Was it Mr. Mason?
No. It was Miss Helen Powers.
Miss Powers?
Yeah. She wants to come and see you.
Why?
She didn't say. She's coming late this afternoon, and, well, if it's all right with you... Katie, you want to see her?
I don't know. Didn't she give you any idea? I don't know why a dance director would want to see me. I can't dance anymore.
Well, you don't have to see her. Oh, chocolate's cold now. I'll heat it for you.
It's all right. I wonder what Miss Powers could want.
You're going to talk to her?
Yes. I just wonder what she wants of me.
Well, as you heard, Perry Mason doesn't dare offer Kate a job because it could mean possible danger to her. But as Perry Mason can't possibly know, Helen Powers' visit to Kate Beekman can well mean not possible danger, but definite peril. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?